Who here does not speak Dutch? Okay, that's enough. There's enough people that don't speak Dutch. They'll do this in English. I really didn't really prepare anything. I don't have slides. I'm not going to talk much. I'm tired. I'm glad to see so many people interested in this Bob session. It's about Vim, so if you're not here for Vim, you're in the wrong room. Everybody?
Sorry.
this Bob is actually about Vim 7. I'm not going to talk about the old stuff. I'm going to talk about the new stuff. What is coming. And the only preparation I did was print out some votes. You know, people that sponsor Vim, well, they actually sponsor me, not Vim. They can vote for features. So I made a list of features. It's not very boring, like stop adding features. Or increased PI compatibility. And some fancy ones, like at IntelliSense completion. IDE features, improve folding, well, hoping. Maybe you can just pass them around.
Sure.
I'm not sure if there's enough for everybody, so maybe you'll have to share.
How about sharing when it's sort of 4 or 5 done?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. If you're together, just only take one. Actually, I should have one myself. Hold on.
I want it back.
You have only one for 3, so maybe I can do it. You can see this is not organized. I'm planning to do a lot of work on Vim 7. And at the moment I don't have another job. I do things like organizing the bazaar and other parts of this conference. But I'm relying on sponsors and other things to keep me fed. And so I can spend more time with Vim. And at least I'll try to keep up with all the bug reports. But that's not very interesting to talk about tonight, so let's not do that. What I'd like to know is what people want to see in Vim 7. And also a little bit about how to implement that, because there's a lot of choices to be made. If you look at the voting list, then the top feature being asked for is context-sensitive completion or IntelliSense completion. Somebody has an idea how to do that?
Yeah? Just an observation from the Eclipse project. They wrote their own Java compiler. You know, I mean, it's not something you can do generically, I don't think. Well, maybe there's a generic framework or interface.
Uh-huh.
But if you look at Eclipse, then it's just about, it's famous as a Java ID. It's not a Java ID at all, it's a platform. Everything's done via extensions. Only extension, standard extension, the editor extension. The editor extension relies on the Java compiler, which the implement supply, to provide hints to the editor.
So what you're saying is, you actually need a compiler, or at least a large part of the compiler,
yeah,
the parser, to understand the language, to do good kind of completion.
Yeah, yeah. And it has to be reliable.
Yeah.
You know, you can't say, oh, the rest of it. It has to be correct, so you have to do it properly. That's present.
And I suppose Eclipse, or the compiler that comes with it, is using the class files, so the pre-compiled Java files to search for class definitions. And
I think it adds debug information as such, you know, to, and then I believe it actually compiles from source. I mean, this is not something I've used before, I've read about it before, but it's not source, and it's got a special name to that particular project. But I'm sure it's an extensible model because it will.
Yeah, so it's a very easy language because the class Eclipse itself you can use to enumerate certain language methods and all.
I'm not sure about the license there, but perhaps an initial implementation could use that very compiler supplied with Eclipse and implement a TeleSense in Vim.
Same goes for Python. Python is also a self-reflecting language. So if you start the interpreter, for instance, you import some module, you can then ask that module to give a dictionary of all the methods and symbols it has. And the same goes for functions.
I think actually Python would be simple if you have Python there.
Indeed.
So you just ask the Python interpreter to do the listing of the possible completions.
Right? Indeed. And what good would it be to have Python completion without having Python itself?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, yeah.
That would be weird to write a Python program if you don't have a Python interpreter.
Indeed.
It's the same way in Pickle Shell if you have command line completions. Mm-hmm. Pickle